This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, March 5, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. More than 40 community organizations want to end chronic homelessness in downtown Grand Rapids by the end of the year. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Kent County's 100 in 100 campaign successfully housed 205 chronically homeless individuals since September of 2024, with only 3% returning to the streets. The campaign that includes support services has evolved, transitioning into the Downtown Pathways Project. Courtney Myers-Keaton is director of the Grand Rapids Area Coalition to End Homelessness, one of the partners.
So this is about evolving the work of 100 and 100 for the good of all in our community, because we believe that every person deserves dignity and a real pathway to housing.
Organizers say there are over 195 individuals in Grand Rapids experiencing chronic homelessness. Thelma Ensink is executive director at Degage Ministries.
On any given night, we have about 110 to 120 women coming in for emergency shelter. We're the only emergency shelter for single women in Grand Rapids. And of that 110, 120 that are coming in, 33 individuals need complex care housing.
Ensink says without that complex care housing, which provides mental health or drug rehabilitation services, most individuals return to the streets. Next steps include securing funding for a fair market rent study. I'm David Limbaugh.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is now providing free naloxone, medication that reverses opioid overdoses, at its local offices across the state. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
To help save lives and reduce overdose deaths, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, or MDHHS, is providing the free naloxone kits. In a news release, Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, chief medical executive, says, quote, "Naloxone has already saved thousands of lives in Michigan, and we want to get this life-saving medication into as many hands as possible to help prevent overdose deaths." She adds, naloxone has played a critical role in the state's decline in overdose deaths, including a 35% decrease since 2023, end quote. Increased investments in substance use disorder prevention, treatment, recovery, and harm reduction have been made possible in large part due to opioid settlement dollars. Michigan is slated to receive more than $1.8 billion from national opioid settlements by 2040. State residents can visit their local MDHHS office during business hours to request free naloxone kits while supplies last. I'm Jennifer Moss.
North America's largest amusement park operator is selling Michigan's Adventure in Muskegon County. WGVU's Patrick Center has the details.
Michigan's Adventure is one of seven theme parks Six Flags Entertainment Corporation is divesting from its portfolio of amusement and water parks. EPR Properties, a Kansas City, Missouri-based real estate trust company, is purchasing them for $331 million. Delaware-based Enchanted Parks Holdings will manage the parks, including Valley Fair in Minneapolis, Kansas City's Worlds of Fun, Schlitterbahn Water Park in Galveston, Texas, Six Flags St. Louis, Six Flags Great Escape in Queensbury, New York, and Six Flags La Ronde, located in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Including Michigan's Adventure, the parks drew roughly 4.5 million guests last year, generating $260 million in revenue. In a news release, Six Flags president and CEO John Riley said the company's earning power is underrealized. It's now focusing on its remaining 34 parks. New owners EPR Properties and Enchanted Parks Holdings say they'll honor season passes sold to guests for 2026. I'm Patrick Center.
The West Michigan Welcome Plan Collaborative connects Kent and Ottawa County immigrants and refugees to social services. Its annual impact report has been released. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
The 2025 West Michigan Welcome Plan report reveals immigrants' economic impact on the regional economy.
Millions of dollars of taxes that all immigrants pay into our local ecosystem. The small businesses that are contributing to our county's GDP.
That's Welcome Plan Coordinator Holland De La Cruz.
I think knowledge of how diverse our region really is, and especially there's a lot of miscommunication and misinformation about impact of our global communities.
According to the report, Kent County is home to nearly 55,000 immigrants and refugees, or 8% of the county's population. Most are from Mexico and speak Spanish, with most language service requests being Spanish.
I think seeing the overall diversity diversity of our local populations is surprising to some. You know, we have pockets that if you don't leave your local neighborhood, you don't even know that there are folks that maybe don't look like you, don't talk like you, come from a different culture.
The report also details how Welcome Plan work groups continue connecting immigrants and refugees to food, health, and employment opportunities. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU Shelley Irwin gets the latest from the Ford International Airport, but first, news from around the state. Signatures are now in to propose a Michigan constitutional amendment requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote. Colin Jackson has more.
The measure would require the Michigan Secretary of State to go through and check every registered voter's citizenship status. Opponents like Voters Not Politicians spokesperson Melinda Billingsley says that could cause people to be wrongly kicked off the voter list.
This is not a voter ID initiative. It is a show your papers initiative.
But supporters like Republican Michigan House Election Integrity Committee Chair Rochelle Smith says people shouldn't worry about possibly being removed as officials check the voter roll.
If you already have a driver's license or state ID, the Secretary of State should already have your documents on file.
The amendment would also require people to show a physical photo ID to have their vote counted. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer is trying to convince the legislature to make free school meals for all students a permanent program. She stopped by a middle school in Troy on Wednesday to help make her case. Rick Pluta has more.
The Democratic governor spooned out fruit, beans, and vegetables and delivered a few fist bumps to hungry students. School breakfasts and lunches for every student, regardless of income, is part of the current budget. But Whitmer says a law would ensure that continues regardless of who's governor after she leaves office.
Every year families wonder, are we going to be able to count on this again? It's one more way we can help families keep more money in their pockets and contribute to success in school outcomes.
Republicans in the legislature say free school meals for all students will be measured against other priorities this year, and that should be the case in every budget. I'm Rick Pluta in Troy.
Michigan's Environment Department says trucking company Questliner violated state law when one of its vehicles crashed and spilled microplastics into the Kalamazoo River in January. The company says weather conditions caused a truck to lose control near Saugatuck. Stephanie Kamer is a manager of emerging pollutants with the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. She says microplastics can hurt surrounding wildlife if they're mistaken for food and ingested. She says pellets can absorb further contaminants if they're left in the environment.
We're interested in having more discussions to talk about this particular spill and find out how we might communicate better in the future on these type of issues.
The state's violation notice requires the company to report the amount of plastic pellets that were spilled and implement a plan for immediate cleanup. Questliner says it's working with Eagle to clean up the spill as quickly as possible. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support the show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. The Ford International Airport has recently won multiple awards. WGVU Shelley Irwin spoke with Chief Commercial Officer Carlos Ruiz about the awards and more.
Hope the mantle is getting full. We know it is. Ford International Airport wins multiple awards for excellence in guest experience. You want a good experience when you fly? Well, our Ford International Airport proving it. Let's talk to you, Chief Commercial Officer Carlos Ruiz, on the headline. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. What's the role of a Chief Commercial Officer?
Oh, great question. Many things. Obviously, focusing on our guest experience, that's number one, but also kind of making sure the airport is financial sustainable. So looking at working with our business partners and ensuring we have great contracts in place and ensure for, you know, financial sustainability of the airport. But obviously, focusing on adding amenities that not only will help us, you know, fund our projects, but also enhance the guest experience.
Carlos, who are your guests?
Our guests are everybody that comes through the front door, whether somebody's flying out to visit friends, family, or for a business trip, but also our guests are those waiting for, their loved ones to come back from a trip or, you know, saying goodbye to those that are leaving on a trip. But anybody else that comes through our front door, we have employees through our business partners, our own employees. We consider everybody in our building our guests.
You are being awarded the ASQ Customer Experience Awards by ACI. What's this mean?
Yeah, so ACI is Airports Council International. They do this, what they call Airport Service Quality Awards across the world for the airports that participate. So we were fortunate, you know, Fort Airport has been fortunate to be recognized as one of the top performing airports globally, as you mentioned, for guest experience. So this time around, we won three awards, which we're very proud of. We won Best Airports at Departures for airports that are the size of 2 to 5 million passengers in North America. We also won Best Airports with Most Dedicated Staff in North America. And last one, but not the least one, the cleanest airport in North America. So we're very proud of those accomplishments, and none of those could have been done without the effort of our team and our business partners that really, you know, tirelessly work to ensure that we provide the best and exceptional guest experience to everybody that comes to our front door.
Carlos, it looks like these awards are based on what, live research conducted through passenger surveys on the day of travel?
Correct. Yeah, our team goes out and does surveys on the spot with, you know, interactive surveys on an iPad to passengers flying out that day. And there are different rules. I'm not going to go through all the details of it, but basically we get told which flights to go out and survey. So it's very structured, if that makes sense.
Structure is good. Chief Commercial Officer with the Gerald R. Ford International Airport. Well, tooting the horn as you should. You represent West Michigan, winning multiple awards for excellence in guest experience. Let me zone in on most dedicated staff in North America. What does this mean? What's it mean to be a dedicated staff member? I think we all know and want to be one, but what's it mean in your world?
Yeah, for us is, you know, not just the employees that work for the Airport Authority, but also our business partner staff. Everybody is willing to work together, chip in to ensure that every guest has an exceptional experience. We have, you know, working groups, we collaborate, we're constantly talking to each other, and everybody's willing to chip in. So it's not really just depending on just the Airport Authority staff, but also our business partners. We look at them as an extension to our staff to ensuring that everybody has a seamless journey when they come through here. So from the moment you step on our doors to our TSA employees, through our concessionaire employees, our Experian Grand Rapids greeters and employees that kind of walk around, ensuring that everybody feels welcome, feels relaxed when they're here, and then have a joyful journey.
Yes, sometimes we can have stress as we walk to our gate, and that's mostly on us, that's for sure. Also, again, Best Airports at Departures. What's this mean?
Yeah, this means that we have great amenities and a seamless kind of journey throughout the facilities. So over the years, the airport has invested with our partners significant capital to enhance our experiences throughout the building. So we have, in June, we opened the Club GRR, which is, you know, in technical terms, it's what we call a common use lounge. This is via paying an entry fee, or many people have access through their preferred credit card. And this lounge offers, you know, experience with, it includes includes food and beverage once you walk in. But it's upstairs in a mezzanine level on Concourse A. But one of my favorite features is it has astonishing views of the airfield. You can go in there, and I don't think there's one bad seat that doesn't give you a clear view to the airfield. So whether you want to work, whether relax, unplug, is a perfect space for that. In addition to that, we also have a sensory room that the airport opened in 2024. So that sensory room is a great amenity, a state of the art for those passengers that, you know, have want to get away from the busy and bustling terminal into something more quiet, more relaxing with their loved ones. So we have a little bit of everything for everybody that's coming through our front doors. And that's really what we're very proud of. And I think that's what makes us a best airports in departures here in North America.
Yes, and of course, best airports when it comes to cleanest airports. So we can somewhat figure that out, but please keep that up for sure. Are you continuing to break, let's just say, records with travelers passing through your airport?
Yeah, absolutely. Earlier this year, we celebrated our record-breaking passenger numbers for 2025. We had the pleasure of serving over 4.3 million passengers last year. That was obviously a record about 3% higher from the previous year. So we're very proud of that. We're constantly working with our community partners, learning where they want to go, where they want to travel, talking to our airline partners to ensure that we're adding flights where people want to go and continue to stimulate that demand. But also we're very proud and fortunate to be in West Michigan and be kind of joyful of that opportunity that West Michigan continues to grow. So the more that the community grows, the more we grow.
Ford International Airport is winning multiple awards for excellence in guest experience. Chief Commercial Officer Carlos Ruiz, how do we find out more information?
You can visit our website, flyford.org. We have great information there as to what we have to offer from amenities, from parking, from concessions, and our airlines and where they fly to. We always tell people, hey, come in early for your flight. I know it's an easy airport to go through, but the earlier you get here, the more relaxed your journey will be. And again, we have great amenities to offer spend that time.
Yes, you do. Thank you very much on behalf of you, your dedicated staff, your cleanest airport, and of course, a best airport at departures. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, Shelley. I appreciate you for having me.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, March 5, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Buehrling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.